to present the news in detail, my name is Masud Yombola. A total of 384,592 candidates out of 500,087,471 who sought for the 2025 primary school leaving examination passed the examination for obtaining divisions 1 to 3, representing a 71.36% pass rate, and 206,357 candidates out of 285,634 who sought for the 2025 junior secondary school leaving examination obtained certificates representing a 72.25% pass rate. Announcing the joint release of the 2025 primary school leaving examination and junior secondary leaving school examination results, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima said the PSLE performance rate represents a 0.17 percentage point improvement from the 71.19% pass rate recorded in 2024. Mr. Siakalima has acknowledged the improved performance in the 2025 national examinations, noting that more learners passed both the primary and junior secondary school leaving examinations.
47.24% of the candidates who entered for the 2025 primary examination were boys, while 52.76% were girls. Out of the 587,471 candidates who registered for the 2025 examination, 538,824 candidates, representing 91.72%, sat the examination. This represents a 0.16% increase from 2024.
Meanwhile, Examination Council Zambia Executive Director Dr. Michael Chilala has disclosed that the Council has completed drafting the assessment, skills and examination syllabi, as well as guidelines for the new curriculum.
The examination will comprise two aspects mainly. There will be a summative paper, there will be school-based assessment guidelines. It is extremely important for us to mention that the school-based assessment guidelines are expected to be rolled out into the schools by the end of the first quarter, in order that the teachers and the learners will be better guided on how to execute the teaching and learning, and also the monitoring of the learning progress using the school-based assessment guidelines.
Police in Lusaka are investigating a case of child desertion involving a female infant who was allegedly abandoned in a pit latrine. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilari says the incident occurred on the night of 21st December 2025 in Chipata compound. He has explained that police received a report from a 53-year-old local resident who heard a baby crying from a pit latrine at his residence, and upon checking, he discovered a live newborn infant and immediately alerted his neighbors. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Police received a report from a 53-year-old local resident who heard a baby crying from a pit latrine at his residence. Upon checking, he discovered a live newborn infant and immediately alerted his neighbors. Community members mobilized, retrieved the infant and rushed her to Chipata Level 1 Hospital. The baby, believed to be 1 day old, is reported to be in a stable condition and has since been referred to Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital for further care. The Zambia Police Service commends and thanks the community members for their swift action, which helped save the life of the infant. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to members of the public with information that may lead to the arrest of the offenders to report to the nearest police station.
The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants has called on government to enhance transparency in the implementation of the countrywide high-resolution aerial geophysical survey, describing the project as critical to Zambia's long-term mineral development and economic growth. Speaking during Zika's fourth quarter media briefing, Zika President Yande Mwinya has urged government to provide clearer and more regular updates on the survey, stressing that transparency is key to achieving government's target of producing 3 million metric tons of copper by 2031. She has added that improved disclosure to better understand the scale and value its mineral endowment, which is essential for planning, attracting investment and sustainable resource management. Meanwhile, Ms. Mwinya said Zika has reported signs of economic recovery in the fourth quarter of 2025, citing slowing inflation, a stronger kwacha and improved food security.
As Zika, we commend the government for the progress made so far. However, we urge the government to be more transparent in the project, as it is key to not just achieving the 3 million metric tons of copper production by 2031, but also allows for the nation to have an understanding of how much mineral resources the country actually has. Additionally, it would be appreciated if there could be more transparency in the progress made in the discovery of other minerals, such as gold.
Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has urged chief executive officers of statutory bodies and state-owned enterprises to internalize and fully implement the recently improved Corporate Government Code. Speaking during the Integrity Committee Chief Executive Officers Forum held today, Mr. Kangwa, in a speech read on his behalf by Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Dr. Oliver Kalabo, said comprehensive implementation of the code is key to strengthening accountability and integrity in public institutions. He has disclosed that to institutionalize compliance, the Office of the Secretary to the Cabinet is working on incorporating the establishment of integrity committees, submission of action plans and quarterly progress reports into the key performance indicators for all permanent secretaries and chief executive officers of public bodies.
The Integrity Committee Program for Zambia is a key measure, is a direct instrument of the government's unequivocal zero-tolerance stance on corruption and unethical conduct. Your Integrity Committee are the frontline warriors in this institutional transformation. The success of this program, therefore, requires the full support of every permanent secretary and chief executive officer.
And Anti-Corruption Commission Director General Daphne Chavu has revealed that a total of 267 integrity committees have been established across the country, with 265 in public sector institutions and only two in the private sector.
267 ICs have been established, 265 in public sector institutions and two in private sector institutions. Submission of action plans and reports. Submission of action plans and quarterly progress reports remains a challenge for some ICs. In view of this, the Commission intends to introduce an online reporting system.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says it has cancelled all pending applications for funding from the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission submitted between 2022 and December 2025 and will commence a fresh application process under a new product framework. Speaking during the unveiling of 24 economic empowerment loan and grant financing products for 2026 in Lusaka today, Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister Elias Muranga said the decision is aimed at creating a level playing field for all prospective applicants. Mr. Muranga has explained that the move will ensure all applications are assessed in line with revised eligibility criteria and priority sectors outlined in the new framework. He has announced that the call for application will officially open on the 29th of December 2025 and close on 13th of February 2026.
Some of these applications are not viable, and I've instructed the Commission to get back to those applicants. But you know, there are so many, so we have decided so that we can ease now the processes. But now, at the level where we are, the ministry has matured. Now we've come up with measures that when you apply, you must get a feedback if your application is not successful and you forget about it. Don't come back to the ministry or to the commission as I applied. So we will be able to speak to you and say you were not successful.
Meanwhile, CEEC Director General Dr. Charles Mungule has commended government, noting that a total of 1.5 billion kwacha has been allocated to the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission from 2022 to date to support economic empowerment initiatives across the country.
From 2022 to date, the allocation for empowerment initiatives